Proverbs for the day, Proverbs chapter 12 for October the 12th. October the 12th, Proverbs chapter 12, verses 17 to 20. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. Now, since Proverbs deals with words, it must be that words are important. And I kind of worry a little bit about believers that won't acknowledge that. I realize that other people can pick our words apart, and we're not to become their slaves or servants. We're not to be controlled by them. But our words do matter. You know that you've used words before, and I'm not talking about just what we call curse or swear words, but you've used words before and the Lord's convicted you about it. That doesn't mean there's never going to be a time that you don't have to use very clear words. But for example, when he says here, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, those are words that are meant to hurt, not to skillfully help and heal. So let's remember that. All right, let's look at a few things. Verse 17. Truth goes with righteousness. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. If your truth speaking does not match the Lord Jesus Christ's definition of righteousness, then step back and take a little measurement of it. You know, the Apostle Paul writes something that's pretty significant here in 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy 6, verse 1, let as many as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and His doctrine be not blasphemed. Be a good worker. Be a good worker. Verse 5, and they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren. Don't get bitter because you're working for a believer. I'm amazed. Some Christians work better for lost people and put up with more. Somehow they expect some precious special treatment from a Christian employer. That's between the employer and God. But he said, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit these things teach and exhort. Accept your lot in life. Look, it could be a lot worse. Trust me. Verse 3, if any man teach otherwise, now watch, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself, but godliness with contentment is great gain. So our truth speaking, the manner in which we do it, what we say, it should go with righteousness. Okay? Quoting Scripture, there's some that quote it and know not whereof they speak. So be careful. Don't become like that. And then, of course, don't get caught up with those that are like that. Verse 18, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Truth goes with righteousness. Truth gives health. We're to speak it in a way that it helps heal. Say, well, you know, I just cut the tumor out. Okay, if I had a tumor, and actually I've had a couple surgeries. I've had one time they had to take my knee and cut it loose from the tendon, the patella tendon, and turn it back towards the sky there and take a piece about the size of a golf ball out from behind my kneecap and then sew me back up. Well, I'm glad he didn't take a sledgehammer and try to beat that thing off. I'm glad he used a scalpel and some sharp instruments. And so truth gives health, spoken right. Preaching, including street preaching. All that work that we do has the aim of trying to find a person that God will heal them. The Lord Jesus Christ, He gave some warnings. He did. But He didn't tell the apostles and the disciples to go out and merely warn of judgment. He primarily told them to go preach the gospel. We're not to be like the piercings of a sword. You say, well, the Bible's a two-edged sword. That's right. It's called the sword of the Spirit. We're not to speak like the piercings of a sword. We're to let the Holy Spirit do that. Do you know that if you're doing it and I'm doing it, if I'm speaking right, the Holy Spirit's going to do plenty of work like it is. And the more skilled we do it, the more restrained we do it, the better off it is, because we're not keeping back our sword from blood. We're letting the Holy Spirit be the one to handle it. Truth gives health. You know, when he sent the disciples out in Luke chapter 9, he told them to go preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and to heal. And truthfully, many, many, if not most Gentiles, when they come to Christ, unless they come at 5 years old and 6 years old, and some do, praise the Lord, thank God, for every one of you that did, and every parent that all of us that have led our children to Christ at that time in their life, hallelujah. But there's a whole lot that need a fair bit of healing so they can walk with God. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm touched every time I get up, every day, I'm not exaggerating, that I can walk freely and walk around. I think of these men coming back and having to learn to walk with steel legs and aluminum legs when they come back from being wounded as warriors. I think of how many things we take for granted. Our hands, our arms, our eyes, our ears, our feet, our legs, our mobility. And we ought to be thankful for it. We ought to. And God says, I want to help you. I want to heal you so you can walk for me. So you can follow me. Not just do I want to save you, I want to heal you. Truth gives health. All right, number 3, verse 19. The lip of truth shall be established forever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. Truth goes with righteousness. Truth gives health. Truth gains eternal value. Listen, truth, when we deal it out in the right way, God counts it for eternity. We're going to give account of our words. You know why we got to be reminded of that? Because we forget that. Words today especially are so plentiful. I'm not telling you to become sullen, hard to talk to. But if we realize that we're going to give account of every one of them. Now, some of our words then can last forever. And God says, I'll do that. He said, if you'll be the lip of truth, look, verse 19, shall be established forever. What a blessing. What an encouragement. Truth goes with righteousness. Truth gives health. Truth gains eternal value. Do you understand how good it's going to be when you get to heaven? And it doesn't matter if it's acknowledged down here. It doesn't matter if anybody knows it or attributes it to you down here. But can you imagine the eternal value that you help somebody walk for God? Can you imagine that? That you helped heal them up? You might not even know you are. They may not even know you are. You ever thought of a person, how many people attend to that person when they're severely wounded and injured, and later that person doesn't know all those, especially those who found that person and dealt with them in the early days of their healing? How about that, huh? Well, number 4, verse 20, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. Truth graces with peace and joy. Humans will have their conflicts, I know. But your spouse, your sibling, your shepherd, your saints are not your enemy usually. I know there are conflicts. I know there are homes where it's not so, that there's harmony. I know that. But truth graces with peace and joy. It's important to keep your own imagination under control. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. What do you imagine about others? Be very, very careful. If you're not careful, you become like the world. How many people have you talked to and they got a preconceived idea about God? They have a preconceived idea about eternity, about salvation, about death. And they're living by it. And many, many of them die by it. And they die by error. Beware. Because it's in our heart. To the counselors of peace is joy. Truth graces us with peace and joy. How? We counsel peace. Listen, if it be possible, live peaceably with all men. That's Bible, New Testament, Romans 14. So when we do that, we are not letting God down or compromising. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I have to remind myself of words and attitude probably as much as anybody on the face of the earth. Because some of us have that warrior in us that's there ready to defend and help. But sometimes we use it to defend ourselves or our pride and not be embarrassed. Or we get in the flesh about it like Simon Peter did when he whipped out his sword. I mean, we have to make sure that that old nature doesn't reign. I trust these words have been a blessing to you. Truth goes with righteousness. Truth gives health. Truth gains eternal value. Truth graces with peace and joy. And if God's used words, the Word of God and others to help you, if you weren't saved as a young person or maybe you still needed some healing growing up, stop and give God the glory. If somebody was used to do that, let them know. Just encourage them so they'll keep doing it. You know, God's been very gracious to so many of us. Let's make sure we pause to thank Him for it.